Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. And this is a very special episode. It's our 200th episode. And for this episode, we have a very special guest, Dr. Sproul. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a delight to be with you.
Well, not only are we celebrating the 200th episode, it happens to fall in the year 2017. Now, why is this an important year, Dr. Sproul?
Because it comes right on the heels of 2016.
And it precedes.
2016 is the 499th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, as dated back to the posting of the 95 Theses at the church door in Wittenberg. Now, it's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
It is indeed. You know, as you stop and think about that moment, and I know it's a moment you think about often and have thought about often, you cannot overestimate the value of what happened on October 31st, 1517.
I quite agree on that. That's a watershed moment in the history of the church.
So as you think of Luther and his influence not only on the church and even on Western history, on culture, just talk for a little bit about the influence of Luther on your own life.
Well, when I became a Christian in a sudden conversion in my freshman year as a college student, I assumed and adopted the basic standard Arminian position on theology. Roger Nicol used to say that we are by nature Pelagian in our thinking. And it wasn't until I really started studying the reformers, the magisterial reformers, and especially Luther, that I came to an understanding of the doctrines of grace and really understood justification by faith alone. Now, obviously, as a new convert, I had no concept of theology. I wasn't involved in debates about the how and the why and the wheres of justification. I just knew I was a sinner who had been forgiven of his sin. But when I began to study the doctrine of sola fide, of justification by faith alone, which was so central to Luther's protest, then my eyes were open and I realized, yes, this is exactly what happened to me. I didn't do anything to earn it. I did nothing to achieve it. It was solely by the grace of God.
You know, I've heard you refer many times to the last sermon that Luther preached at Wittenberg.
Yes.
And in that sermon, he gave a stern warning to his congregation about this very doctrine and its place and its prominence in the life of the church.
Yes, he said that in every generation, the gospel has to be understood anew, has to be preached with vigor and urgency, because as quickly as we receive it and understand it, like the ancient Galatians, we are fast to move away from it and try to interject some additive that we give to secure our own justification. It's always faith plus something rather than faith alone.
We smuggle works in.
Yes, we do.
You know, Paul warned Timothy, guard the good deposit. We see how God raised up men through church. That's why we do this 5 minutes in church history, to remind us of these men that God raised up through church history to guard that good deposit. And that's even the task in our own day, that we continue this great legacy we've been handed down and guard the good deposit of faith.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Dr. Sproul, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this moment, a little opportunity to step back in time and remember our good friend Martin Luther and how God used him to bring about a reformation in the church. And here we are 500 years later, still enjoying the benefits and the fruits of his labors. And we only pray that God would use this generation to make its mark, and so that 500 years from now, we can be talking about the legacy that the church of today leaves behind.
Well, I sure hope so, Dr. Nichols. Thank you.
So do I. Thanks, Dr. Sproul. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
As we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from Ambrose of Milan. God has concluded all in unbelief, that he may have mercy on all, so that the grace would not be of him that wills or of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy, that you should not justify yourself, but attribute all to God who has called you.